this is Robert Berry, and welcome to Retro Crush, the podcast, episode 44, version 2. I taped this last night, and when I was listening to it this morning through some headphones on my iPod, it just sounded like crap. I had the audio levels of some of the song samples up so high, it was just blasting people's ears out. So instead of just manually repairing it bit by bit, thought it'd be good just to re-record it again. This is a special kind of an episode because we're going to go over a lot of music stuff today. I'm going to do a review of the Johnny Cash film Walk the Line, starring Joaquin Phoenix. We're going to play some music from that as well, so you get a really cool taste of the soundtrack. And then we're going to get a look at Madonna's latest CD as well, so among some other crazy stuff that you come to expect from the Retro Crush podcast. So, I'm going to play you the audio from the Walk the Line trailer, and then I'm going to give you a movie review of it, and then we're going to look at the soundtrack as well. So, here we go, folks.
He was hit by a truck, and you were lying out in that gutter dying, and you had time to sing one song. One song that would let God know what you felt about your time here on Earth. One song that would sum you up. That's the kind of song that truly saves people.
Hello, I'm Johnny Cash.
I
wanted
to ask you how you came up with that sound. Is that like a train? Sharp like a razor?
We'd play faster if we could.
The taste of love is sweet.
We're all going to hell for the songs we sang.
And what about me, Charlie? Am I going to hell?
No, Jim, you're beautiful.
Bound by wild desire, I fell into a ring of fire.
Sorry, it just happened.
You should try taking credit for something every once in a while.
Come on, baby.
Baby, 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 baby.
I fell into a burning ring of fire.
Tell me you don't love me.
I don't love you.
Liar.
And the flames went higher.
Mr. Cash, why don't you refrain from performing any tunes that remind the inmates that they're in prison?
You think they forgot?
The ring of fire.
Joaquin Phoenix, Reese Witherspoon.
Well, what's with the black?
It's like you're going to a funeral.
Maybe I am.
Walk the line.
I miss Johnny Cash, and I'm sad that I didn't see him in concert, especially when he came to Sacramento with June and played at the Radisson Hotel about 8 years ago. I can't remember what I could have possibly been doing that was more important than seeing him play in concert, and certainly a lesson that if there's people that you want to see in concert, just do it. Drive 3 hours to go see them. You just got to do what it takes, because you never know when these people are going to pass away or stop touring. You're just going to kick yourself that you had to see some rerun of ER instead of go out and enjoy a concert instead. But Johnny Cash is my favorite rock star. His incredible voice can make a good song magnificent. More so than Elvis, the Beatles, Stones, or Zeppelin, Cash is what rock and roll is all about to me. Not wanting to follow any trends, just singing good songs. Johnny knows of the torture, pain, and love we all feel in life. Walk the Line isn't as good as seeing him walk the earth again, but it's a great peek into the mysterious and cool life of one of the most badass musicians to ever walk the planet. With eerie similarities to the Ray Charles film made last year, Walk the Line is a great biopic of a legend that was made with authorization from the actual people behind the story. Though Johnny Cash and his wife June died 2 years ago, this film was long enough in the making that they reportedly handpicked the actors that they wanted to play them. And how the hell could Joaquin Phoenix and Reese Witherspoon refuse? Both of them have been spoon-fed roles that are guaranteed to give them Oscar nominations. You just knew that Phoenix would nail the part from the moment it was mentioned he got it, but Reese blew me away with her portrayal of June Carter. Forget all the silly-ass, goofy romantic comedies you've seen her in before. This lady can act. Oh, and she can sing. When I first saw the trailer for Walk the Line, I was a bit turned off because I thought Joaquin Phoenix just got the Cash look down and was lip-syncing to the original audio. But once you learn that he both learned to play the guitar for this film and that every bit of the singing is his own, it's impressive as hell. Even Reese does her own singing in the film. They are by no means some clever sound-alike act, but they give credible and soulful interpretations of their greatest performances that don't make you doubt that you've gone back in time and are watching these two music gods do what they do best. Joaquin is, of course, amazing as Johnny Cash. He plays the tortured man with a brilliance that rivals any acting performance in recent memory. When you look at his work in Gladiator, U-Turn, Signs, and Walk the Line, you can see he's clearly become one of America's greatest and most versatile actors. He plays Cash with a burning, seething quality that makes him impossible to look away from. And when he sings, it's like he's channeling Cash himself. Not an exact voice replica of Cash, but the true spirit of Cash nonetheless. As mentioned earlier, Witherspoon is amazing as his longtime love and eventual wife, June. She can sing and act in ways that make you think about those Legally Blonde movies never existed. And as a brunette, she's beyond gorgeous. When she performs Jukebox Blues, when you first see her, she's on this unreal all-star tour with Cash, Elvis, Jerry Lee Lewis, and Roy Orbison. And you can only wonder why Reese doesn't sing country music for a living in real life. It's kind of like, I think Natalie Maines is the name of the lead singer of Dixie Chicks. I saw her interview, and she was laughing that, you know, with a voice like this, how could I do anything but sing country music? And you kind of wonder that when you see Reese Witherspoon singing in this film as well. So how's the movie? I'd summarize it as an okay movie, but with phenomenal performances that make up for that. I think a better script and director might have made this an all-time classic, but as it is, it's pretty much just your typical cookie-cutter rock star biopic with some incredible music performances. James Mangold does a competent job and keeps the film watchable and enticing, but it's just missing that special something that would make it a genuine four-star movie. You certainly have to watch this movie because you like Johnny Cash. If you only have a passing interest in the man, you might be a bit let down, as the story's little more than your standard man makes it big, gets hooked on drugs, has a detox scene, and then gets things straight behind the music-type tale. The movie is told almost in a classical music style, with the story progressing with Cash's music telling a lot of the story there. I think it would actually work well as some kind of an on-stage show as well. It's a treat to watch, and I found myself tapping my feet and singing along during much of the film. There's this scene where the movie starts out with Johnny Cash getting ready to play at Folsom Prison during his famous live album, which I think at the time was one of the biggest selling albums of all time during that year, at least, of all time during that year. But just a great thing. You see him getting ready for this concert, then he flashes back and you see his whole life, and then that concert serves as sort of the climax point of the film. If you like Johnny Cash and his music, you really owe it to yourself to see this film. Also warn you that after you watch this film, I think you're going to probably want to go out and buy a lot of Johnny Cash music. I ended up doing that myself. I was cruising around on iTunes, and for some reason, check them out, because they've got like three of his albums that you could buy the whole album of for just $5.99. Two of them are the American Recordings albums that Rick Rubin produced with them, the last four albums he made before he died, which is some top-notch stuff. So, you know, certainly the biggest bargain I've ever seen on iTunes. I mean, you're paying 99 cents a song normally, and you're getting 13 songs for just $6. Can't beat that. I challenge you to find those CDs for sale anywhere that cheap in real life. Anyway, I can't wait for this to come out in DVD, and really highly recommend the film, especially if you're a fan of Johnny Cash. What I really liked, as I mentioned about this movie, is the soundtrack. And you know, instead of just taking the easy way out and doing sort of a best of Johnny Cash collection with his song, and you know, you see so many of these movies like Great Balls of Fire and The Doors, and even the Ray Charles movie, I mean, yeah, those actors did some performance in the film a little bit here and there, but it was accented and dubbed with the actual vocals of the people that the subject matter was about. But in this film, both Reese Witherspoon and Joaquin Phoenix totally learned to sing and do their own performances for this, and it's really kind of cool. There's a soundtrack album for Walk the Line that you can buy. And iTunes has it as well. And there's an enhanced CD if you buy it. And I'm a little leery of buying these enhanced CDs because they have this crazy copy protection on it a lot of times. In fact, the soundtrack to the Rob Zombie film The Devil's Rejects, which is a great soundtrack, If you get it on iTunes, it's just all the songs. But if you buy the physical CD, it's got some really cool things like dialogue from the movie and whatnot. But there's this like really lame protection on it that keeps you from even copying it into the iTunes program and putting it on your iPod. So, yeah, it's really a disservice to consumers. So finding more and more that, you know, maybe just buying stuff outright on iTunes is the best option. But you can get the Walk the Line soundtrack to that, and I'm going to play sort of a medley of the songs on that album, just little, you know, 10, 15-second bits of them all. But I think you'll really enjoy this. And this is all Joaquin Phoenix's vocals and all Reese Witherspoon's vocals, and they got legendary musician T-Bone Burnett to do a lot of the musical arrangements for this as well.
Hey, get a rhythm. When you get the blues, come on and get a rhythm. When you get the blues. I keep a close watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tie that binds. Because you're mine, I walk the line. Love is a burning thing, and it makes a fiery ring. Down my wild desire, I fell into a ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. Everybody knows where you go when the sun goes down. I think you only live to see the lights uptown. I wasted my time when I would try, try, try. Cause when the lights have lost their glow, you'll cry, cry, cry. I hear the train a-coming, it's rolling round the bend. And I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison, and time keeps dragging on. That train keeps rolling on down to San Antone. Just around the corner there's heartache. Down the street that loses you. If you can wade in through the teardrops, you'll find me at the home of the blues. Beneath my head, got up next morning and I grabbed that gun. Took a shot of cocaine and away I run. Made a good run, but I run too slow. You say you're looking for someone who's never weak, but always strong, to protect you and defend you, whether you are right or wrong. Someone to open each and every door, but it ain't me, babe. No, 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 it ain't me. We got married in a fever, hotter than a pepper sprout. We've been talking about Jackson ever since the fire went out. I'm going to Jackson. I'm gonna mess around.
That was blooming to cheer him through life's dreary hours. How I long to see him and regret the dark hours.
So just great stuff. Totally recommended. If you're a Johnny Cash fan and like to hear some alternate takes of his music there, give it a look. So moving over from Johnny Cash, I'd like to highlight this great independent artist that we like to do this on the Retro Crush podcast. You know, if there's some really neat artists that could use some extra exposure out there, I'd really like to showcase that to give them a wider audience there. And this little lady here goes by the name of Madonna. Maybe you've heard of her, but her latest CD, Confessions on the Dance Floor, is just phenomenal. Some people are really making a big deal about how it's just her returning to her dance floor roots and what she does best. But that's true. She surrounded herself with some really slick producers. Almost every one of the songs on this CD has some kind of infectious beat to it and just a really good chorus. And, you know, if you like things like Get Into the Groove, her Ray of Light album, and just some really great, music like that. It's not the pretentious political stuff that's kind of mired her career as of late, and I think you really enjoy this. So I'm going to play you a selection of just little snippets from her CD, and hope you like it here. I think it's just great. The first is Future Lovers, and here it goes. So there you go, just a lot of great tracks throughout there. I'd say there's maybe like one song that I'm not too big of a fan of. It's certainly listenable, but they're all just really good. If you're looking for some CD to just go running down the street in or work out to, couldn't do too much better than this here. And another one, again, iTunes, $9.99, you can get it instead of the $12.99 or more that you see it in the regular store. So, sorry I've become an iTunes shill for the day, but Adam Curry is my father, so what else can I do? So that's about all the time we have for today. I got another podcast coming up later this evening that we're recording, so I just took time to re-record this one and make the sound quality a little bit better. So until then, I'd like to play a little snippet and close out the show from a real Johnny Cash song performed by the man itself. It seems kind of a shame to gush so much about Johnny and only play stuff of people covering him today. I really wish the music industry and the recording industry would allow podcasts like this to showcase their music a little bit more completely. If this was a radio show being broadcast through the airwaves, or on satellite radio for that matter, we could pay a fee each month, or each year, excuse me, that would give us the ability to play songs. But since podcasts deliver content to your computer that you could, in theory, keep forever, they look at it as if you're making a digital copy of their song and distributing it without paying the artist. So unless you're doing just small portions of songs in the context of critical review for fair use, you just can't play a whole song unless you've got complete permission from the artist. And sometimes, in even that case, they're not allowed to give you permission to play their music. If I called up Madonna and said, "Hey, can I play your whole album and show it on my podcast?" Even if she gave me permission, she's probably signed some things that forbid her from even doing that. So it's kind of a shame. You're seeing more and more artists, however, going to free distribution of their music because they're realizing that the CD sales, when you take away all the production costs and what they owe the studio back and whatnot, they're just making a few pennies on each CD that's sold. And so you're finding a lot of artists just putting their work on the internet, letting people download it, and just hope it makes people want to go see them when they play in concert, and maybe you'll buy a t-shirt from them or some other things as well. So hopefully something comes around that'll let podcasts that are music-oriented play whole songs from people, or just some kind of a way that, you know, maybe I can pay a $20 fee for the rights to play a song on a podcast, or just something. So cross your fingers, and I'll let you know if there's new things coming around in that. So sorry to have such a serious ending to the podcast here, but... Oh, well, why do I need to apologize? So I'm going to end this with Johnny Cash had a song, so many great songs. His last four albums, the American Recordings albums that he produced with Rick Rubin, have just some of the greatest work that he's done in decades at the time. And some people kind of got down on Rick Rubin for getting him to make a lot of bizarre cover songs, but some of them worked beautifully. I'm sure you've heard his cover of Nine Inch Nails Hurt, and some other ones that he's done that are just great. He's done a cover of U2's One, just some really great stuff. And one of the songs on this album is a cover of the Danzig tune 13. Now this song was pretty good, the original version of it, but as is the case with most every other cover song that he does, this one just really becomes Johnny's own song once he sings it here. So hope you have a good day. We will be touching base with you again a little later, and thanks for listening to Retro Crush the podcast.
Bad luck wind been blowing at my back. I was born to bring trouble to wherever I'm at. Got the number 13 tattooed on my neck. When the ink starts to itch, then the black will turn to red. I was born in the soul of misery, never had me a name. They just gave me the number when I was young.
Retrograde.